At the request of the White House, the CBS Radio Network now presents an address by the Assistant to the President of the United States, Sherman Adams. Governor Adams conferred with President Eisenhower at the vacation White House in Newport, Rhode Island early this morning, and then flew to Washington for this special address. Here now is Governor Adams.
Ladies and gentlemen, since last June, a spirited controversy has taken place in which I, Sherman Adams, Assistant to the President, have found myself cast in a principal role. This controversy has at times unfortunately displaced public consideration of much more important and far-reaching problems that directly affect the welfare of our country and its people. It is quite probable that a great many of you now listening to me have expressed sometime in the course of this controversy, and as private citizens, your views on this matter. It seems to me that nearly everyone active in public life, in one capacity or another, has done so. I am here tonight to express mine. Several months ago, a committee of the House of Representatives started hearings designed to elicit information as to whether or not any person or persons had exerted improper influence upon the regulatory agencies of the government. In the course of these hearings, I testified before that committee. The sworn testimony that I then gave, together with that of every responsible official of whom the committee made inquiry, clearly established that I had never influenced nor attempted to influence any agency or any officer or employee of any agency in any case, decision, or matter whatsoever. Despite the fact that this testimony is wholly undisputed, a calculated and contrived effort has nevertheless been made to attack and to discredit me. As part of this effort, the committee received completely irresponsible testimony and without conscience gave ear to rumor, innuendo, and even unsubstantiated gossip. A campaign of vilification by those who seek personal advantage by my removal from public life has continued up to this very moment. These efforts, it is now clear, have been intended to destroy me, in so doing to embarrass the administration and the President of the United States. Now, an easy and an obvious way to bring such an attack to an end is to remove the target. There were those who thought I should resign because they felt I had been imprudent in not foreseeing the interpretation that could be placed upon my exchanging gifts with a friend, even of some 15 years standing. I'm sure that many of you have wondered why I have not chosen that course. Why, at the very beginning of the controversy, I did not immediately resign. Well, I would like to tell you why. First, it is not, nor has it ever been, my nature to run in the face of adversity. And in my years of public service, nearly 20 now, I have never once done so. Second, since I have done no wrong, my resigning could have been construed as an admission that I had in the atmosphere which has surrounded the controversy. Third, When a man has been afforded the privilege that has been mine of serving a great American, a great humanitarian, and a great president, when a man has come to understand the selflessness and the dedication with which that president has served all of our people, regardless of race, creed, religious, or political persuasion, it poses a decision. As I am sure you can readily appreciate, which is difficult in the extreme to make. Against my distaste for giving any grounds whatever to the charge of retreating under fire, against my desire to complete my duty during the remaining 2 years of the term for which President Eisenhower was elected, I must give full consideration to the effect of my continuing presence on the public scene. Under the circumstances, and in light of the events of the past 3 months, in which I have been made to be directly concerned, I must ask myself whether my retention in office might conceivably delay or retard, even in small degree, the achievement of those goals of President Eisenhower which yet lie ahead. Another factor that I feel I must consider is whether the retention of my services might possibly diminish the chances which my party has of regaining control of the Congress in the November elections. Within the past few days, I have reached a decision. Early this morning, I flew from Washington to the President's vacation headquarters at Newport, Rhode Island. I conferred with him, and in the course of that conference, I have tendered my resignation. This he has accepted to be effective as soon as an orderly transition can be arranged for the assumption of my duties and responsibilities. This action of mine is final and unqualified. It is not open to reconsideration. It is my steadfast belief that the principles and the programs for which Dwight Eisenhower stands serve the best interests of our country, and indeed, the people of the free world. They deserve to be strengthened through the support of every one of us. I believe that I can now best serve my president and contribute to the support of his objectives by the course that I have undertaken to follow. I am now about to retire after nearly 6 years from the position in which I have served with pride and which I have given my best efforts to hold with honor. Now, nearly 20 years of public service comes to a close. But I can say that it has brought a depth of satisfaction that will always be with me. Good night.
From Washington, at the request of the White House, we have presented a special address by the Assistant to the President of the United States, Sherman Adams. Prior to his address, Governor Adams conferred with President Eisenhower at the vacation White House in Newport, Rhode Island. The governor landed at Newport by helicopter and saw the president immediately. His arrival had been unannounced. He flew in from Washington via Quonset Hut Point with Brigadier General Andrew J. Goodpaster, the White House staff secretary, who brought the president a written report on the Warsaw talks between the American and Red Chinese ambassadors discussing the current crisis in the Formosa Straits.